And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Ellie Kinnaird. I am delighted that North Carolina joined the 21st century and same-sex partners can now marry. While it seemed like lightning speed, I'm sure it does not to my gay friends who have been together for sometimes decades. I have a long history with the issue, and I'm proud to claim a place at the beginning of the movement. My first encounter with the issue was when I was mayor of Carrboro, and we passed a domestic partners registration, the only place in the state. Running for the Senate in 1996, I answered a Vote Smart poll that asked my position on gay marriage. I answered that it should be legal, based on the 14th Amendment's equal protection of the laws and the full faith and credit clause. My Republican opponent jumped on it. Elected to the Senate in 1997, at the behest of gay friends and elected colleagues, I introduced legislation to repeal the Crimes Against Nature statute that had been used to harass and convict gay people by the police and courts. Assuming everyone thought like Orange County, I was dismayed when the bill died a mourning. After I introduced it in my second term, the GLBT community and their families held a press conference, with only Durham Senator Jeannie Locus and I attending. But I did convince Senator Brad Miller to hold a Judiciary Committee hearing for the advocates to speak. My third term, the chair of the committee refused to hold a hearing, but the gay community lobbied hard and the word was getting out that this wouldn't go away. The bill became moot when the Supreme Court in Lawrence v. Texas declared that sex between consenting adults was constitutional and could not be subjected to criminal sanctions. We tried to get the statute taken off the books, but the General Statutes Commission that revises statutes refused. Finally, Carrboro, always in the forefront, asked our delegation to add prohibition of sexual orientation discrimination to the Carrboro Housing Ordinance. Its life was also quickly extinguished. So, I am especially pleased that in spite of the legislature and the 21% of the voters who passed the marriage amendment, all people will now have the right to marry. This is Ellie Kinnaird.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.